Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, welcome in on a Wednesday. Good morning, everyone. Some of you bright-eyed, bushy-tail, I'm sure, after staying up last night for the All-Star game. 8-6. American League All-Stars get it done, and this time, unfortunately for the Indians, it does not count. No home field advantage. None of that, right? They changed the rules. There's no home field advantage for this.
This time, it didn't count.
It didn't count for the second straight year, unfortunately, because the American League won it. Michael Brantley figuring into this one as he hit a sack fly into the in the 10th inning to help them win the game. A lot of home runs. I believe there were 10, count them, 10 lumber launchers. Is that accurate? 10 of them in this game?
Yeah, record for the All-Star game.
Wow.
10 lumber launchers.
And 25 strikeouts. if anybody wants a more accurate representation of where baseball is at in 2018, I think that is fair to say last night was a pretty good representative of that. And I'm not even saying bad. It's an All-Star game. I want to see home runs in the All-Star game. I want to see home runs in a home run derby. I want to see home runs all season long in baseball. The strikeouts I could do without. And this is where baseball gets to somewhat of a problem. And we'll be joined by Les Levine at some point, whenever the hell he gets in here. That's what it says on his time card and on the schedule today. Les Levine is in for Ken Carmen. Ken on his staycation. I called Kenny up yesterday to talk some sports. And he was on the golf course, and he told me not to bother him on the golf course. So now Ken has got the bug. He's officially a golfer because yesterday he answered the phone and then tried to get off the phone as soon as humanly possible. And I'm pretty sure he did not invite me out for golfing yesterday.
Now, was he really on the golf course, or was it an excuse to not talk to you?
I heard some guys in the background. Maybe he had some guests over. I don't know.
Okay, because... You sure he wasn't just ripping out shrubs with his truck like he likes to do?
I was very surprised. Maybe burning couches, but Kenny was on the golf course yesterday. I cannot wait to hear his stories on the golf course. I'm sure they'll be very similar to like Cosmo Kramer.
Well, I hope they're better than yours from last week when you decided
I had a great story. I topped four different balls. Come on,
right.
That's a great story when you're on a golf course. So Kenny is out today. Ken Carmen is gone, but we do have Les Levine at some point today. I've got a lot of baseball to talk with Les Levine, including last night's All-Star game. I think the running time was 3 hours, 36 minutes. All in all, not bad when you consider 10 home runs.
Really? Now, it seemed like, to me, when I was watching it just seemed like it took forever.
Well, they didn't start the game. They didn't start the game till I think about 8:15 because they went through all the lineups. That's always part of the pageantry of the game. They go through every single player on the baseball diamond. I think it always adds a pretty cool element to make it the All-Star game, make it a little bit different from your pedestrian, your standard baseball game.
Yeah, but it just seemed like every commercial break just seemed longer. Every pitching change, because you're changing pitchers so often.
Every single time,
it just seemed like it took forever. Maybe I was just more tired than
maybe you just don't like baseball, Kenny.
And
the second straight day, I come
baseball.
Back to that.
Well, how much of I fell asleep after it was 5-2, I believe. And then I passed out on the couch. I don't know, how long did you stay up?
I was up until about the eighth inning, and then that was out too.
You guys missed most of the actual game.
Well, I was waiting for Yan Gomes because that was going to be the sleeper.
Right.
Yan, let's be honest. You know, if it had been any other position, he's not an All-Star. But the catching position, especially in the American League, and then he had an injury, he's just not that deep. So he was able to get to the All-Star game. It was kind of a funny story how it got announced. You know, right before his at-bat against one of the most intimidating pitchers, Aroldis Chapman, in all of baseball. He didn't come through, but it was still a feel-good moment that he got to the All-Star game. And what did he go, 0-for-3 yesterday?
Yeah, I think he grounded out, struck out, flew out. He got all the outs.
The later in the game you play, it's sometimes you seem to get more at-bats. Now, Jose Ramirez, did he get 2 at-bats? He struck out and popped up. Francisco Lindor, as Joe Buck called him. Okay, so I think we can get down to the bottom of maybe one of the issues with baseball is that is Francisco Lindor, is he one of the, would you say, is he one of the top, we say he's one, take pitchers out. I don't know how to put pitchers in the equation. So we do that all the time here in Cleveland. Well, is he better? Is he more recognizable than Corey Kluber? I don't know. Corey Kluber, 2-time Cy Young Award winner, but where's his personality? So get rid of all the pitchers. Of all the position players in the league, and include the DHs as well, is Francisco Lindor, is he in the top 20? Is it too soon to put him top?
No,
is he top 20?
No, I think he's in there. He's
top 15. Is he top 15?
Yeah, and you look at the way that it's not, are we just taking on the field things? Because off the field, they did the red carpet thing before.
Oh, he stole the show.
He did. He was recognized as the most expensive dressed person there, had Gucci shoes and all these different.
Like a fedora on.
He had a Pharrell made fedora.
A loud backpack.
He was very much in the highlights of everybody's off the field conversation.
Yeah, he was
just
everywhere.
As much as on.
He was everywhere. And
he's out there, and he's out there doing push ups. He's at the cameras constantly on him. They had him mic'd up for Christ's sake. I mean, they don't just grab anyone and mic them up. They want to mic up the stars.
Yeah, they did Trout early in the game, and I love the effort by baseball. Hey, come on, we've got to market Mike Trout. That was Rob Manfred before the game. They did kind of a State of the Union address, State of the Game address before the game, and they're talking about the designated hitter. We'll get into that with Les Levine, but they're like, well, we the players got to market themselves. Like basketball does not have this issue. Football does not have this issue for most of its like skill position players. It's quarterbacks and some of its, you know, brazen defensive players. I mean, offensive linemen, okay. Yeah, they're not, with the exception of maybe Joe Thomas, I don't think a lot of them necessarily are out and about. So baseball has this issue because Mike Trout, it's like, hey, he's just like one of us. Well, how is he just like one of us? What's one of your hobbies, Mike Trout? I like to storm chase. I'm a meteorologist. I want to get a weather seal.
What the hell was that?
Hey, it's Andre Bernier out there. It's amazing, the personality.
We got a game going on. We're getting a forecast from Mike Trout.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's going on. He's always looked up to A.J. Colby throughout the course of his life.
Could you imagine Dick Goddard in center field last night?
I would have rather seen Dick Goddard in center field. More entertaining.
As long as he's mic'd up, I want Dick everywhere.
Just
on the Vermilion Woolly Bears playing.
Get him in there. Get him in there. So I'm listening to this, and it seems like such a half-baked effort by baseball to show, hey, they're just like us. They're just – I don't want them to be like us. I love the stardom of some of the players in the NBA, and I know that's almost like – it's like a four-letter word these days because – we saw what happened with LeBron, and like Cleveland maybe wasn't big enough for LeBron eventually, and so he had to leave a second time. But it's what makes you gravitate towards the sport, and baseball has this issue. And so look no further than the pronunciation Joe Buck had for Francisco Lindor. Like, I just asked you, is he not one of the top most recognizable players now in baseball? I said top 20, probably. Okay, top 15, maybe even top 10. I don't know. See, top 10, he was in the World Series 2 years ago. He's an all-star again, third consecutive year. He's an MVP candidate here in the American League. Him and Jose Ramirez are right there. And while he's jockeying for position with Jose Ramirez for stardom, Joe Buck, the lead announcer, the lead play-by-play guy. And I get it, there's a lot on his plate right now. He's been doing the PGA Tour. He did the U.S. Open. Then they did... He didn't call any of the soccer. We're not doing the Gus Johnson thing. We know you don't know soccer, and we're not having you do soccer. But he's doing all their signature events. He's their lead guy in the NFL. And then for their big baseball games, he's going to be their lead guy. And he can't even get Francisco Lindor's name right. Like, does that not tell you where we're at in 2018 with baseball, that the lead guy can't do it? Either way, it was great to have all the Indians accounted for, obviously. Corey Kluber couldn't go in, unfortunately, for Trevor Bauer, who was great on Twitter last night during the game as he was kind of describing the sights and sounds of what was going on in the All-Star game. Unfortunately, Trevor Bauer, he got the chance to warm up, so if this game went extra innings, and you know Bauer wanted it. He was so hoping this game, he would have definitely sacrificed an American League win at that time so it could keep going so he could eventually get in the game, because Hinch, the manager of the Houston Astros, you know, this was a little bit of a controversy before the game on whether or not Trevor Bauer was going to get to play, but he did get to warm up. Terry Francona said it would be okay, and unfortunately he didn't get to go in the game. But either way, 216-578-0092, I'm curious, who was into it last night? Did you stay up for the whole game? Is it anything like the old Midsummer Classic that we've come to know and love? I used to stay up all night. You know, it's during the summer. Kids don't have school the next day. You get a chance to watch it. As I'm getting older, obviously, and have these hours, it's tough for me to stay up the whole game. And then when I woke up, I saw an interesting controversy brewing, and no pun intended, because it was a Milwaukee Brewer. I don't know. Are any of you familiar with Josh Hader?
I am now.
Okay. Well, yes, you are now, because it was a cool moment last night. He got into the All-Star game. Now, it's not a big failure when you give up runs as a pitcher in the All-Star game. I mean, come on. There were 10 home runs last night. So he did get in the game, and he was rocked for four hits, including a three-run home run by Segura in a third of an inning. So he didn't necessarily perform well. I wonder how he felt when he got off the mound, because he's out there. You know, guys are mic'd up. It's all that forced camaraderie. Come on now. It's the All-Star game. You know, they went to parties the night before. They went to all these different events because it's the All-Star game we're going to have this year in Cleveland next year. So everybody who gets invited to the game gets to be a part of it. Little did Mr. Hader know that when he got off the mound, there was a whole different problem, and it had nothing to do with the four hits he gave up. Because the internet, as it always does, it decides it's going to dig up some old tweets. So the 24-year-old, we rewind back to when he was 17.
That's never good.
Never good.
Never
no.
good.
Thank God social media wasn't around when
you know,
I was 17.
When you turn 18, at least, there should be a complete wipe
a
of
cleanse.
All of your social media. Just expunge it all. Just oh, get rid of everything.
I was going to use the term whitewash, but that would not have been appropriate for this.
Well, ooh.
Let's go to the tweets. And his name on Twitter, Josh Haterade.
Fitting.
Oh, no. I almost feel bad. Should I feel bad doing this? Should I feel bad doing this, Owen? Because a lot of people, they didn't know who he was before, and now they know.
Well, and it's one of those things. I'm thinking to myself as I'm reading through the story and seeing some of these tweets, had he not given up the three-run bomb to Segura?
Would it have happened?
Right. I don't think it would have.
Okay, we'll go to the first tweet. This one, oh no. Gay people freak me out. This dude comes in with pony shirts and a pony mall bag. Hashtag the blank. Okay, that's the first one. Had it just been that, maybe he would have been okay. I don't give a damn. I'm a triply N-word. Blank my lungs, blank my liver. Okay.
Okay.
Ha, 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 ha. Yeah, too bad. I'm blanking, grounded, N-word, can't do blank. Okay, these are just the first four. Do I need to continue?
Yes.
There's more than that.
Are we sure? Am I allowed to continue?
I don't know.
Well, I think at some point you just say blank, 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 blank.
All right, go back to 2012. I don't drugs, just weed. And then he followed up in case there was any ambiguity over an earlier tweet about homosexual people. Josh Haterade decided to tweet, I hate gay people. In case anyone was confused on where he stood on that issue when he was 17. He also put out when he was 17. Okay, then he had the fist up. Granted, you know how you can make on iPhone. Of course, you don't have this, Kenny Kidd, so you don't relate to this or any of this for that matter. Maybe some of it.
Well, he might relate to some of it.
You can make your hand or you can make body parts as an emoji, different colors to match the color of your skin. He put the pale skin hand up with a bald fist. And then just put white power, LOL.
Okay.
Then he's calling people F-word as far as... Okay, you get the picture. You get the picture.
Now, do you think maybe he got a hint or something? Maybe someone tipped him off that this was coming out? And maybe that's why he didn't pitch as well as he probably should have?
No, because he didn't go ahead and make his Twitter account private until after the game.
Oh, was that? Okay.
I'm guessing he would have done that beforehand.
Yeah.
Had somebody tipped him off. Okay, and so this launched, obviously, social media. He was the target last night. It almost stole. You always have two different worlds. You have real life, and then you have Twitter. But Twitter started to spill out over to real life because after the game, according to Jeff Passan on Twitter, who we just had on the show last week and who I just got into a beef with over Corey Kluber and his performance before the All-Star break, Jeff Passan offered this up last night after he wrote a whole article, not about the All-Star game, the guy that covers baseball as well as anybody. He wrote an entire article last night about a firsthand account of Josh Hader and this player. He put, quote, some members of Josh Hader's family wearing his All-Star replica jersey have taken them off and been given generic jerseys without his name on the back. Then one person wearing a Josh Hader jersey just shook it off, turned it inside out, and put it back on. Ladies and gentlemen, your 2018 All-Star Game. I want to get into this when we come back. We're going to do About Last Night. Les Levine shows up whenever the hell he wants. Because I want to ask Les about this. Should you be held accountable? And I want to ask the fans this, too. 216-578-0092. Should you be held accountable for something you put out there on social media at the age of 17? I've got my comments on that at some point this morning. We've got About Last Night. We've got a lot of stories to get through. Colin Sexton with incredible honor. We've got a huge NBA trade breaking into the wee hours of the morning that might be consummated in the next few minutes. All of that and a salute that we have to do to a Cavalier legend. All of that plus, again, should you be held accountable for what you say on social media at the age of 17? Also, your chance to win $1,000 coming up at 7:05, Pigskin Pout National Contest. But first, Jeff Thomas with the update here on 92.3 The Fan. I want to get to this call because for those that missed it last night, American League All-Stars, they win it 8-6. In fact, Michael Brantley coming through with a sacrifice RBI. But the story after the game ended up being a reliever for the Milwaukee Brewers, the name Josh Hader, who got rocked in his one-third of an inning, gave up 4 hits, 3 runs, gave up a home run, and people dug up his old racist tweets when he was 17. And the question I asked everybody is, should you be held accountable for social media postings when you were 17? We saw this with Josh Allen. There were some GMs in the NFL that said they think altogether he was off their draft board because of that. Then you had DiVincenzo, the guard for the Villanova Wildcats, after they won the national championship, they dug up some of his old tweets when he was like 12 and 13. So should you be held accountable for it? Now, after the game, he did issue an apology, and we'll get to that in a second, but I want to hear, all right, this was after the game because he was pressed by the media about this. This became a huge controversy all of a sudden. Here is Josh Hader after the game.
You know, something that happened, I was 17 years old, and as a child, I was immature, and I was just said something that was excusable. That doesn't reflect on who I am as a person today, and that's just what it is.
Does it reflect your beliefs, Josh?
No, not at all.
How did they live this long? How did they stay there this long?
I mean, no deletes. Obviously, when you're a kid, you just tweet what's on your mind, and that's what's on.
How did you find out that this was out there?
Just came in and my phone was blown up.
How did you respond to that?
You can't. There's no excuse for what was said. And, I'm deeply sorry for what I've said and what's been going on. And like I said, it doesn't reflect any of my beliefs going on now.
No deletes, he said. I have definitely gone back and deleted tweets, but nothing that I believe would have been otherwise considered racist or homophobic, which a lot of his tweets were last night. In fact, according to Jeff Passan of Yahoo, his relatives ended up swapping out their jerseys last night, their All-Star jerseys. So what went from a All-Star celebration, which is a reward for your first half of the season in which you are an All-Star, all the people want to talk about after the game was his racist tweets from when he was 17. Welcome in on that note, Les Levine.
Good
Great
morning.
To have you in.
Good morning.
Have you gone back and deleted your tweets when you were 17?
No, I haven't, but I mean, the guy's name is Hader.
He's Hader, and he had a teammate named Blackman last night.
Charlie Blackman.
All right, hold on. I want to get to Victor in South Euclid because I asked the question, should you be held accountable for something you do when you're 17? Go ahead, Victor.
Hey, guys. Love the show.
I was
just thinking about this further, just the – you know, back in high school, you change so much of your thoughts and convictions, from your experiences, which are limited to just, 16 and 17 years of life. So what experience do you have to look at anything? And then so it's not until your mid-20s that you actually really begin to, morph your views on life and everything. So, I mean, a kid at 17 years old, yeah, they're going to say a lot of stuff, but it needs to be taken as a grain of salt. But you can't forget what they did.
Why did it take so long to come out? I mean, he's been a major leaguer.
Somebody was sitting on this, I think. All right, Victor. Thank you. Thank you for the call.
Thank you. No problem.
I think a lot of people, and this, we're talking sports, but I think for anything in this climate, and I think we understand the outrage climate that we live in, of which I hate it. I can't stand it. I can't stand that stuff gets dug up and then it's going to be held against you. With that said, there is a huge social media backlash of people saying, well, okay, maybe who you are at 17 isn't exactly who you are later, but it's in there. But to that, I have to say, who you are at 17, in my opinion, Les, has more to do with how you were raised and who you were raised around. I am a completely different person than I was when I was 17. And I said things for shock value at 17 that if that got brought back up now, I'd get fired.
Yeah, 20 years later.
100% get fired.
I did something in college, which I won't give it up.
Okay.
But I did something wrong. Nothing.
Would you be dragged off the air right now?
I wouldn't have gotten the job.
You know, no deletes, Les.
No deletes. But so I was at a fraternity reunion about 5 years ago. And somebody comes up to me, and I'm talking something that happened 50 years ago, 45 years ago. Somebody says, hey, just trying to remember, were you the guy who did such and such? There were three people involved. He said, were you one of the guys who did such and such? Now, what it wasn't criminal. It didn't hurt anybody. It was just a bad thing. And I'm thinking, how in the world would anybody remember that? Because it was personal to me and the two other guys. And, and those two guys and I never discussed it again. Again, it wasn't criminal. It wasn't anything that I'd get arrested for. But it was just a bad thing, and I wouldn't get through job interviews if that came up.
I think you are on the money. I think now everybody does a social media search. The first thing an employer does right now is Google your name and your Twitter or your Instagram.
Right.
And so now these postings, you almost have to sanitize the whole thing, and at some point it becomes not even you. Well, it's now an arm of your PR firm.
I don't understand the whole system of it. I just don't. My generation doesn't, for the most part, doesn't really understand how these things work. But I don't understand how you could have something out there and leave it out there.
I think it would be a good idea for almost any, you know, how they do the symposiums when you get drafted.
Yeah.
When you even get into the pre-draft process in all these sports, and this goes for also, forget about just sports and athletes, going into college. People have gotten denied acceptance at some of the Ivy League schools because of their tweets. And, hey, the schools have every right to make sure that they have the broad diversity of student that they want on their campus. They get to decide that. And so you have to go back, and it should make everyone think twice. All I'm saying is, I'm telling you, at 17, I was a different person. You know, they say your whole frontal, what is it, your frontal vortex or whatever it is, your brain, it's not even a cortex. What is it? Your cortex?
It's your cortex.
Yeah, can you tell I didn't?
Is it a vortex or a cortex?
Well, that's why I wasn't in, I didn't study the brain when I was in college.
216-578-0092. What did Les Levine and two other guys do back in 1960?
I've got ideas, which I cannot wait until we get off the air to ask you.
I've got some ideas.
He's
got to
tell us.
I can't wait till 10 so I can tell you guys. Yeah.
I just think you evolve. Now, at some point when you're like 35, you are who you are. It's not going to change drastically. I'm not going to tell you the joke the stand-up comedian said, that the two things you don't start doing when you're 40, one of them is skiing, the other is something, again, that I don't want to tell you. But
that I'll wait till 10 to hear.
I'll tell you right off the air what that is. But you do evolve as a person at 17. You have not had the life experience. You've only surrounded yourself around the people that, you know,
you gravitate to.
Where you were born, right? Yeah, and if you were born in one type of community, those are the people you're around. All right, 216-578-0092.
You sure this wasn't Bill Hader?
It wasn't. He was much less offensive as a comedian. When we come back, we'll do About Last Sight right here on Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.